It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Farming is one of the most dangerous professions you can get into. It's certainly a tough way to make a living. And farmers in rural Wisconsin often struggle with access to health care due to a lack of providers, distance to facilities, and the unaffordability of health insurance. The Rural Health Initiative was formed in 2004 to address some of those barriers, and we'll talk with its executive director about the components of the program and how it's expanding. Do you live in rural Wisconsin? If so, does that impact your ability to access health care? Are you a farmer? What challenges do you have when it comes to getting to the doctor's office? Have you used the services of the Rural Health Initiative, and what was that experience like? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Rhonda Strable is the Executive Director of the Rural Health Initiative. Rhonda, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, tell us about the Rural Health Initiative and the concept of kitchen wellness.
Yeah, the idea of kitchen wellness really came from the farm women. When we thought of this idea, and this started back in 2003 when a group of people from CHAT, Community Health Action Team, a group of people spearheaded by ThetaCare, a Northeast Wisconsin health system, that said, you know, they noticed that the only time we really saw our farmers were when they were coming in through the emergency room. And the emergency doctors thought, boy, if we could have just saw some of these people earlier without that big heart attack, that big stroke, that big diabetic episode, if we could have just caught them sooner and we could have prevented this. So there was a group of people that look at how they can help outside the walls of their clinics and hospitals, how they can improve the health of their community. And there was a group of people that went on a plunge, which is just an adult field trip from this group, and they went out and saw a day in the life of a farmer. And they saw, you know, what they deal with, dealing with the long hours and the hard work ethic that they have, but dealing with the stress of weather, the stress of the pricing, the commodity pricing, the price of health care, the distance, just on and on. There's so many issues, so many barriers that prevent farmers from coming in. And so they came back, and there were a group of farm women that we gathered together, and we said, how can we help get your farmers, your husbands in? And through a lot of discussion, finally one of the farm women said, you know, we really appreciate your kindness, but they said, you're just not going to get our husbands in. Unless you come to the farm, you're just not going to see them. And there was a retired cardiologist in the room, Dr. John Milkey, and he said, why can't we? Why can't we bring health care to the farm? Why do we think that they should change their way of living to come in for services? Because if you think about it, everything else comes to the farm. The veterinarian comes to the farm. The fuel, the feed, their supplies get delivered to the farm. But yet we wait for them to come to health care. And so that was where the idea was born. It was sort of an off-the-cuff comment from a farm woman that just said, you know, you're just not going to get them in. They're not going to take the time away. So then when we had this idea, we said, well, what are we going to do about it? So we formed the Rural Health Initiative in Shawnee County, and we said, let's just give it a try. Let's pilot it for 3 years and see if we can make any type of impact. And so that was when I was hired in January 2004. And I have a farming background, so that really helped, because they weren't even really sure how I was going to get to the farm or explain what we would like to do. And I thought, well, who came to our farm when I was growing up? So I started riding along with the route drivers and the veterinarians and the milkmen, and I would just ride along and jump out of their truck and say, you know, do you need your blood pressure taken? And, you know, I can come back tomorrow if you fast. I can come back and we can check your cholesterol and your blood sugars. We can do this right here on the farm. And that's where our kitchen wellness idea was born. Was it's amazing how important the kitchen table is. Because if you think about it, it's the place where we talk about the important things in life. We talk about our family. We talk about our health. We talk about our finances. Usually when we want to have a big discussion, we sit down at the kitchen table. And so we said, this is kitchen wellness. We're bringing it right to the kitchen table. And let's talk about the health, you know, issues that you may or may not be having. But let's make sure you know your numbers. So that's where it started in 2004.
You mentioned checking blood pressure, doing some blood testing for cholesterol levels. What other services are offered during these home visits?
Yeah, so what we do is they know that we're coming, so we have a great turnout rate, right? We don't have any no-shows. So when we come to their table, we sit down with them and have them fill out an assessment, which is it's a health risk assessment, asking them questions about their health and their behaviors. And then we do a simple blood draw, and it tells us their total lipid panel, which is their total cholesterol, their good and their bad cholesterol, their triglycerides, and their glucose. We do their height and their weight, which then also gives us their body mass index, which we say BMI. And we also do their body fat analysis. We take their blood pressure, and this can all be done. We get the results. We get instant results of their blood test within 10 minutes. But that's really where the magic happens. When you can explain to someone, this is what your number should be and this is what your number is. Just very, you know, it's not accusing, it's just, it is what it is. And then from there we can do health coaching, health education, we can set goals with an individual, we can see if they can start making some lifestyle changes, because that's the ultimate goal, is if we can prevent them from having becoming a diabetic, for instance, you know, that's a great place to catch them before they get it or in the early stages, that they can reverse it. We also can do an A1C, which is a more diagnostic test for diabetes. But once it gets above that level, once we detect that they may have a serious condition, really they do need to see a healthcare provider. And typically, then they'll go, if they know that there's something wrong, they will go for care, and they're also very compliant with their providers. So that's really great. They know that they don't have time to be sick. The problem is they don't think about think that anything's wrong, because as long as they can get up every day and work and just go about their business, they think they're just fine. But in actuality, when we sit down at their table and we do their testing, 52% of the time we find something acute, something that they didn't know they had that could potentially turn out to be something serious.
So how does the service get paid for? Do the people who are receiving their service pay anything? Where does the funding come from?
Yeah, so the funding is a tricky part. From the very beginning, we didn't want cost to be a barrier to the farmers. Farmers are self-employed, self-insured. They don't share their insurance costs with others. They're not involved in group plans. They also live and work in the same environment, which is considered the number one most riskiest occupation. And so their rates are often very high. So what they'll do, their premiums are very, very, very expensive. And that is often with a high deductible of at least $5,000, sometimes a $10,000 deductible. So that's one of their barriers of why they don't come in. They're already paying high cost, but then they're also have this barrier of the high deductible. So really, why would they go in if they don't think anything's wrong, right? So and if they do come in for a preventive health screening, they're going to have to pay out of pocket. So for us, we didn't want to have to charge, and very often farmers don't qualify for programs because they have too much stuff, you know, the appreciation of...
Rhonda, we're going to have to hold that thought and come back and pick this up in just a moment. Our conversation continues. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson. We're talking with Rhonda Strable, Executive Director of the Rural Health Initiative, about the challenges Wisconsin farmers face in getting health care and how her organization is working to change that. Do you live in rural Wisconsin? If so, does that impact your ability to access health care? Are you a farmer? What challenges do you have when it comes to getting to the doctor's office? And have you used the services of the Rural Health Initiative? What was that experience like? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@wpr.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Rhonda, just before the news, we were talking about what the program costs and who picks up the tab. And you said that the idea was that you didn't want the farmers to have to pay. So where does the money come from?
Yeah, so the money comes from our community. It is 100% community supported. We are a small nonprofit organization, so we take funds from anyone that will contribute, including our farmers if they do want to make a contribution, but they're not charged a fee at this time. For 15 years, we have not had to charge a fee. I can't guarantee that that's always going to be that way, but right now how we've been supported is people in our community. Healthcare, the ThetaCare and Ascension healthcare systems have been involved. Our agribusinesses have been great partners. We have a number of agribusinesses that support the initiative, our local banks, our local family foundations, individuals. We put on fundraisers. We are, to be honest with you, 75% of my time is spent fundraising to keep the program sustained. And so it's a lot of work to keep these services coming to our farms, but we really believe in our community that it's that important to keep our farm families healthy and safe. And we're the only ones out there doing this type of work where we're making sure and bringing health care to our farm families. And so far, through our board of directors and myself, we have been able to keep it funded without asking the farmers to pay for services. Now, farming has changed a lot. When I first started 15 years ago, it was mostly all the mom-and-pop type of operations. And we still go to family farms, but a lot of the farms that we're going to now are much larger, and these large dairies with workers, it's almost becoming more of a worksite wellness program where we take an interpreter along. So now when we go to the large dairies, we do ask the large dairies to help fund and offset our costs. But for the most part, we have not asked our farmers to contribute for the first 15 years of this program.
This program started in Shawano County. How has it expanded?
Yeah, it started in Shawano County, and about 8 years into the program, Outagamie and Waupaca counties, our neighbors to the south, inquired about how they could also address the concerns of their rural population. Because as we look at our county health rankings of each of our counties, we often take care of our bigger cities, you know, whether it's the Fox Cities or Shawano or Madison. We always tend to have a lot of really great resources within our cities, but we often forget about our whole county or our rural population. So as they were looking at their county health rankings, they really recognized that they were really missing the rural population, and this is a group of people that they were not addressing. So they came to us and said, you know, would you be willing to expand your program to service the three counties? And since 2012, we've been doing that. We've expanded to three counties. They are in northeast Wisconsin, and they are within the funding area where we already have agribusinesses and where we already have the healthcare systems. So it was sort of a natural fit. We did try to move over one county west to Marathon County, but with it being central Wisconsin, it was difficult for us to do funding there. We can teach the program anywhere in the state or anywhere in the country. We know how to do this work. The issue is that particular community needs to find its own revenue source. So, it really needs to come from within.
So that's kind of what would need to happen for this to become a statewide effort, is that each county would need to figure out how to raise the money to pay for it?
It really would. That's the tricky part of the program, is how to keep it funded. A misconception many might have is that they think that there's government or federal funding or state or county funding. There is actually $0 that come from the government in any way, including our local, you know, county. This is all 100% community supported. You know, a great option would be for the healthcare systems to say, in any community, to say, we're willing to take this on because it is that important. So it could be, you know, one healthcare system that says, we want to do this for our whole service area, that it's worth the amount. So wherever the funding comes from, it can happen in many different places or different ideas. For us, particularly in Shawano, Outagamie, and Wapaka counties, Theta Care has been a great supporter, but it hasn't been 100%. They've actually been 32%. So we still need to raise the other, you know, 58% of the funding from our community through fundraisers and through donations and sponsorships through other organizations, such as the agribusinesses.
What's your relationship been like with the main healthcare providers in the three counties that you serve?
As far as the healthcare providers, the doctors, as far as those providers, they have been fantastic. They're very much on board. We work in collaboration with each other where we refer clients in because we're detecting things. And then every once in a while, they'll have a farm person that comes in for something else, and they say, oh, we should do this type of testing. And they'll say to the farmer, well, why don't we have the Rural Health Initiative come out to help save some money so that that you don't have to have it in the office. So we work in tandem. As far as insurance, you know, often people have said, well, why couldn't the insurance companies help with this? Couldn't they contribute? It would be great if they would contribute financially to the program, because we are on the front end working on prevention. This is all about prevention. And it would be better to help on the front end to prevent something happening rather than at the end when it's pretty catastrophic, once the big episode of a heart attack, stroke, or, you know, diabetes happens. As far as insurance, every farmer has a different insurance company. So they're all self-employed, and you know, to find that one provider to say, you know, oh, we'll support this program is, you know, it's been almost impossible for us. So,
well, we know that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, so that that certainly
absolutely
would seem to be the case here. So I guess that leads to the question, and we're running out of time here, but what kind of outreach does the Rural Health Initiative do to encourage healthy behavior in rural Wisconsin?
The first thing is knowing your numbers. So we want our clients to know, our farmers to know what their blood pressure, what their cholesterol, and what their blood sugar levels are. Then we want them to be educated on the simple things that they can do, reducing sugary beverages, eating more fruits and vegetables, eating less, weighing less, feeling better. Each year we focus in on one educational piece, and we're trying to help our farmers live healthier lifestyles, both in their health and well-being and also in safety.
And where can our listeners go if they're interested, either if they're in your service area, they're interested in getting care through the Rural Health Initiative, or if they want to help out? Where can they go for more information about your organization?
They can go to our website, which is wiruralhealth.org. We have a website page. We also have a Facebook page underneath the Rural Health Initiative. Or you can call me at 715-524-1488. I'm located in Shawano, but we do contract services with outside the area of our three service county. So we would come to a large dairy in Mosinee or in Dean County. We would come and do those services for a fee, but you can contact us at those locations.
Okay, Rhonda Strable, Executive Director of the Rural Health Initiative, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson.